So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned the halacha of Mo'is Stumin Yiplu L'Nedava, and Rabbi Yochanan explained halacha hi ben Nazar. There is halacha L'Moshe Messina regarding Mo'is Stumin Aben Nazar, that if there was Meiser, leftover monies that were designated for the Nazar's three karbanas, but were not specified for which carbon, all the money is used for Oilas Nedava, even though Demeichat is Muravin Behem. However, Mo'is Mufarashin, if the money was specified, then Demeichatas Yilchul Yama Melech, Demei Oila Yaviyu Oila, Demei Shlam Yaviyu Shlamim. Because like a Hilchasa, there is no halacha l'meishim Messina regarding Mo'is Mufarashin. The Gemara points out that this halacha l'meishim Messina of Mo'is Stumin Yiplu Nadava also applies to other karbanas which are similar to Nazar, as Taisis explains, in that B'neichad Baksa Inun. The two or three karbanas are brought for one obligation, for example, Chiyav Akinin. Those who must bring a pair of doves, such as Yeledes u'Metzayra. Therefore, the Braisa teaches B'shar Chiyav Akinin Shabbat Torah Shefrisha Mois Likineyem. If he was makdish money and stated, Hari Elu L'Chayvasi, these monies are for my obligation. Ratzel Lehevi Ben Chatas Behema Yavi, Oilas Behema Yavi. He may use all the money for one carbon because B'neichad Baksininu. The money was for one obligation. Similarly, because the halacha l'meishim Messina applies to all karbanas, which are similar to Nazir in that they were all for one obligation. However, this halacha l'meishim Messina of Mo'is Stumin Yiplu L'Nedava does not apply to other karbanas, which are not similar to Nazir, in that lav b'neichad b'aksaninim. They are not brought for one obligation, but for two separate obligations. For example, as another braisa teaches, Mishahayim Mechuyiv Chatas, V'ama Harei Olai Oila, person who was obligated in a carbon chatas and took on a second obligation for a carbon oila. He then was makdish money and stated, this money is for my obligations. He may not use all the money for one obligation because, as Taisvis explains, they are each separate obligations and the money was hukdish for all obligations. Therefore, maybe shnei behemas umachal aleim. He must bring two animals and transfers the Kedusha's Chatas to one animal and the Kedusha's Oila to the other animal. The Braisa continues, Meis v'hayulei mois stumim yelchu liyam ha-melech. If he died, the money must be thrown into the Yam ha-melech because the halacha l'meish Messina does not apply to monies for separate obligations and the Mechatas mu'uravin behen. The Gemara now elaborates on various statements of Hekdish mois, which is considered stumin and which is mufarashin. Rav Ashi says, Mo'is are certainly considered mufarashin when the money was separated for each carbon. And he stated, Eilu l'chatasi, ve'eilu l'oilasi, ve'eilu l'shlamai. These are for my chatas, these are for my oil, and these are for my shlamim. In which, demei chatas yechu liyam ha-melech, demei oila yaviyu oilu, demei shlamim yaviyu shlamim. Because each carbon's money was separate. And Mo'is are also considered mufarashin even when Amar eilu l'chatasi, u'loilasi, u'lashalmai. The money was all together, and he stated, these are for my chatas oilu shlamim, in which kulam yelchu liyam ha-melech. All the money must be thrown into the yam ha-melech, because all the money is mixed together, and the mechatas muravim behen. However, mois are considered stumin when amar elu l'chayvasi. The money was together, and he stated, these are for my obligation. Or amar elu l'karbanas niziroisai. These are for the karbanas of my naziris. Or amar elu l'niziroisai. These are for my naziris. In all these cases, Yiplu L'Nadava. The Gemara then mentions a second version, in which Rav Ashi says Mois are considered Mufarashin, even when Amar Eilu L'Chayvasi, because as Taisvis says, Mashma L'Chol Chayvasi. Chayvasi means for all my obligations, the Chatas, the Oila, and the Shlamim. However, the Mois are considered Stumin, when Amar Eilu L'Karbanas Niziroisai, because Shlei Pirish Chatas Ben. Karbanas does not mean all three Karbanas, in which he may not have referred to the chatas. In this case of setumin, yipul l'nedava, however, inemevi bekula on carbon echad, he may not use all the money for one carbon because karbanas does mean the minimum of two karbanas. However, in the other case of stumin, amar elu l'nziraisai, maybe bekula on carbon echad, he may use all the money for one carbon because mashma l'miktsas naziris. Naziris means even for one carbon. Rava says regarding Mo'is Stumin, Im naflo de mechatas mibinehen harein kemufarashin. If a sum of money equivalent to that of a chatas was separated, the remaining money is considered mufarashin, in which yavi chetzi oila v'chetzi shlamim. he uses half the money for a naila and the other half for a shlamim, because Allah l'maishu misinai only applies when the demichatas is part of the taruvis. As the Braisa states, elu l'chatasi v'ashar l'shan nizireisai. If he separates two piles of money and states, this one is for the chatas and the rest is for the remainder of my nazirs, we do not say hashar yipul l'nadava, but rather demichatas yechul liyam ha-melech v'ashar yavichatsi li'ayla v'chatsi l'shlamim, because when the demichatas was separate, the Allah l'maishu misinai does not apply. However, if he states, this one is for the Ayla and the rest is for the remainder of my Naziris, because when the Demechatas is included, the Halach al-Mesha Mesinai does apply. The Gemara now discusses other Hektish items, which some are considered Stumen and some are considered Mufurashim. Amar Rav, Loishanu Ela Ma'is, Al-Bahima Harehi Kimufurashis. The halacha l'maishu misinai of ma'is tumen only applies to money. However, if he was makdish three animals, and Tosfos explains these animals are not themselves suitable for his karbanos, they are considered mufurashim, in which halachin li'ibud, they must all go to waste, because the hektish of each karban is distributed unto all three animals. Rav Nachman explains that the above applies only to behema tamima, harehi mufurashis. If the animal does not have a mum, then it is considered mufurashim, because lav kamamandami, this animal is different than money, in which the animal obtains a kedushas haguf, an inherent hektish, and cannot be redeemed only after it receives a mum. However, balas mum, harehi kistuma. If the animal has a blemish, then it is considered stuman, because as Tosfos explains, kamamandami, this animal is similar to money, in which the animal obtains only kedushas damim, an external hektish, which can be transferred immediately. Similarly, nascha, kimufarashin. A piece of silver has the halacha of mefurashin, because lav kamamandami, because derech lishis, people are accustomed to sell silver only after they find a buyer for a high price. Therefore, the halacha l'maishu misinai does not apply. Nachman Yitzchak disagrees and says nasli kistumen, a piece of silver is considered stumen, because kamamandami, in which pa'amim kainim miyad, there are times in which silver is sold immediately. However, sava shel kairis kimefurashin, wood beams are considered mefurashin, because lav kamamandami, because derech lishis, people are accustomed to sell them only after they find a buyer who needs building materials.